Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players of the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/agevents or call 580-224-6376.
Our cattle futures today did close mixed. We were slightly higher in the feeder cattle, slightly lower in live cattle. March feeders settled at 124.27, up 27 cents on the day, about 47 off the lows. On out further, down up 15 rather in April, up 15 in May, August up 37. And the live cattle were 20 to 60 cents lower, with February, the front month, down 60, 116.77. There was a little bit of cash trade here today on the Fed Cattle Exchange, about 1,500 head traded hands at about 118.77 was the average. There was some 119 and a quarter there. But that was considered a little bit disappointing here in the live cattle futures. We're slightly lower because of it. Looking at the April live cattle chart, we're below the moving averages here and well off the lows from back in October. We were below 100 bucks in October, and just last month in January we were above 120. Right now we're 113.35. So a lot of mixed emotions here on the live cattle market and what the outside impacts will have, such as boxed beef. Midday boxed beef choice down 43 cents, 187.93. Select 186.73, $1.21. Choice Select spread on 99 loads. OKC West today had 6,500 head.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were generally higher here, led by the soybeans. Soybeans, November up 11, 10.34. That was about 16 cents off the low. But the front month was up 16 in March, 15 and three quarters in May. So really strong increase there for soybeans. If you look at the fundamentals today, there was a NOPA, which is the National Oilseed Producers Association, released their January crush report. And crushers crushed 160.6 million bushels. That was larger than the 159.1 that was expected. So that increased the beans here. It's the third highest crush for January on record, and about 10 million more than last January, and just slightly higher than where we were in the month of December. Corn did trade just briefly above $4 in December. That had been resistance up until today. December 17 corn went all the way up to 402 and three quarters and closed at 402 and a quarter. And then the wheat followed along here as well. Going back to the highest levels since the summer. July Kansas City was at 493, up 3 3/4. So a really good across the board rally for the grain futures. The stock market continues to make new highs. Dow Jones up 111, with March futures at 20,594. The dollar is slightly lower here, down about 8. And the bonds are down 23 at 149.29. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.